Shalom. This is Billy Brimmon, the voice of One Witness Radio broadcast, coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. And we have just finished this morning and afternoon, sessions that are led by our guest, Brother Joe Jordan, Brother Ron Smith, and they're here from
Independence, Missouri,
and Shawnee, Kansas. It's all the Kansas City, greater Kansas City
and,
area.
They're what you do. You have a meeting there?
We have meetings once a month on the third Sunday night, and then the next 2 days. The Sunday night service is a healing service, and we call it the joy factor, and a lot of joy and all. But on Monday and Tuesday, we have ministers that come in. One couple come from Houston every month. We have a pastor that comes about every 3 months from New Hampshire, and pastors from New Jersey, and an evangelist from Pennsylvania, and a couple from southern Louisiana. And these ministers just gather. We don't pay any of them. They just come.
And you train people.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
In moving in the spirit. And there they can watch it and they can catch it like you did in the church of Papa and Mama Goodwin.
Exactly.
Now, if they wanted to find out about this, how would they find out?
Well, just go to joejordanconferences.com. Conferences is plural. So Joe Jordan, and it's J-O-E. Sometimes they spell my name J-O, but that's the feminine version. And I hope I don't sound that way. But Joe Jordan, J-O-R-D-A-N, and in conferences.com. And now on Monday and Tuesday, though, when all these ministers come in, we have what we call the forum.
Uh-huh.
And we just start with the scripture and go from there. And we don't know what the Holy Ghost is going to do.
So how do you get the scripture?
Ron gets it in the
spirit. The Lord gave me a night vision 3 years ago, and it was an awesome thing. And I said, God, how can this be? And he said, I must find my place and take my place, or the church is going to die. And he said, I want you to train up ministers on how to utilize the gifts of the Spirit, how to obey the wooing of the Holy Spirit, how to move when he says move, and how to be in complete yieldedness to him. And that yieldedness. And I said, Lord, how are we going to do this? He said, you find mature vessels, men or women or both, and you have them to come. And I will be the interpreter. I will tell you who has what to say or what to do. One will have a prophecy. We have a psalmist in there, and she'll come forth with a psalm. It's just beautiful. Or one will have an interpretation. One will have a tongue. And it works that way, Dr. Billy. It's just an amazing thing. I'll sit down sometimes and not really know exactly the mind of the Spirit, but when it's time to come on live or live streaming, immediately the Holy Spirit will begin to move. And people will be instantly ready. I said, don't let any dead air happen. I said, that's a bad thing in radio and it's a bad thing in ministry. I said, just keep this thing going like popcorn. And it does. I mean, we have 45-minute sessions. We go for 6 hours on Monday and 6 hours on Tuesday. And God is just there anointing people. And we teach people right there on the spot how to yield to the Holy Spirit, how to give out a qualified, bona fide message in a tongue that must be interpreted in a public assembly. And all of this just works and flows. There's no dead air at all. It's just an amazing thing what God does. He's been doing it for over 2 years now.
Where do you physically meet?
At the church there, Living Waters Fellowship in Olathe, Kansas, a suburb of Kansas City. But see, these ministers, they all minister in the Spirit. And probably all nine gifts, all of them. And the least experience is about 20 years, and the most is about 50 years. So we have a lot of experience there. Now, we don't just sit there and talk about the scriptures. We allow the Holy Ghost to move whenever he wants to. And he told me, he said, the reason it's so heavily anointed, he said, you've given me a seat at the table.
Yes.
Yes, he needs a seat at the table in our church services.
We have a place reserved just for the Holy Spirit. No one sits there but him.
Yeah, we have a special chair.
Make room for him.
But the thing is, see, in every church, he wants to have a seat at the table.
Yes, he does.
In every church, in every service.
Yes.
So many, even so-called spirit-filled churches, are saying to God, in essence, sit down, God, and be still. shut up and be still. They wouldn't say it in so many words, but they might as well say it. They don't give him an opportunity to do anything. And it's like, we don't want you to leave us. That'd be tragic. And, of course, he's not going to leave. But, well, he could leave, too. He could write Ichabod on the door.
Yeah, he could.
As far as that's concerned.
He could remove the lampstand.
Yeah, sure. But many churches he hasn't left, but he has no opportunity to do anything. I'll tell you, Isaiah 4:1, too, about in that day there will be seven women that will come to one man. And they'll say, you know, we want your name. We want to marry you. But we're going to take care of ourselves. And
Your name only. That's all we
want.
Your
name only. That's all we want. And in other words, no intimacy. Nothing else. Well, that's typical of many churches today. We want your name. We want to be called such and such Christian Center.
But all right. Now, I believe, and I've got my grandson Brandon over here, and some other young people are listening. I believe that what is going to draw young people is power of God.
Yes.
Oh, it is.
It's not what any of the other things that you go through. You cannot grieve the Holy Spirit.
No.
You cannot shut him out of your church services and expect what they had in the first days of the church.
Right.
Exactly.
So what do you think about that right now?
Well, you're talking about the power in it attracting young people. One time I was speaking for Full Gospel Businessmen at a convention they had in Pennsylvania, and they took over the campus of a college there, of the Messiah College, there each summer for 4 days. And so I have the adult services on each afternoon, and then and in my meetings, a lot of people get drunk in the Holy Ghost, full of joy and so on. And then the young people were having a service on Saturday morning. So they asked me to speak for the youth. I spoke for the young people. They seemed to be out of it. They weren't that interested in what I was saying. But when I finished, I said, now, is there anybody that wants to get drunk in the Holy Ghost? The camp evangelist and a youth pastor immediately came up. They got as drunk as could be. Those young people began to come one after another, wanting to get drunk in the Holy Ghost. A bunch of them that afternoon skipped a swimming party to come to my adult service.
Yes. Drunk in the Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost was more attractive than a swimming party, see?
What do you mean, drunk in the Holy Ghost?
Well, on the day of Pentecost, the 120, after they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and I emphasize the Holy Spirit, nothing impure in the Holy Spirit. He's as holy as God the Father.
Yes.
And, the Holy Ghost, they're all filled with the Holy Ghost. But then they appeared as drunk people on the streets of Jerusalem. The onlookers said, these men are drunk. They're full of new wine. And that implies sloppy drunk. They're not just tipsy. They're full of new wine. They're loaded. They're smashed. They're plastered. And so they all got drunk. And it was a drunken party on the streets of Jerusalem.
It was, and it was marked by joy.
Joy, great joy.
Yes, sure. Tell us about joy.
Well, see, there are no depressed drunks.
No.
Now, in the world, there are.
Yeah.
But not in the Holy Ghost. I've seen a few sleepy drunks. Mm-hmm. Now, I've had thousands get drunk in the spirit of my meetings, so I know what I'm talking about. There are a few sleepy drunks. But for every sleepy drunk, there are 20 party animals. And boy, they get with it. And but there are a flood of emotional healings. I gave some of those testimonies this afternoon. Flood of emotional healings through the people that get drunk and full of joy and so on. And so it's a phenomena of God. And I've been seeing it since 83.
Yes, talking about
so
joy.
Almost 30 years now.
You know, I may ask the listener, God bless you for tuning in, by the way. May I ask you this question? Do you have your joy set before you like Jesus did? If so, you can endure your cross. If so, great things will happen. And from your ministry, many will be saved, filled with the Spirit, and prepare themselves to meet the soon coming of the Lord Jesus. We must have joy, Doctor, ever before us. Never lose contact with it. never let it get in any place except set right before us, because that joy gives us the strength to fight the good fight of faith and win this battle. And someone's listening right now, and you're in a battle, but you're going to win. Set joy before you. Get completely wrapped in the joy of the Lord. Let it strengthen you right now, and you'll become what God has asked you to be.
Can they just begin laughing? That was a word of the Lord right there.
Absolutely.
Can they act on that word right now?
They can act on it right now.
Well, how do they do that?
They just begin to laugh. I mean, force yourself. Force yourself if you have to. And that laughter will stir up the Holy Spirit, who has the power to enable you to win this battle that you're facing.
So that's to someone specifically, and that is a demonstration of the gifts of the Spirit that we've just had here. That came to you just now.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you spoke it out as it came.
Yes, and they're free right now. I know they are.
Yes, and I know you are too. And you please send us an email, or you write us at billybrim.org, or you write us at Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, and give a testimony.
Praise God.
Of what God has done for you.
Yes.
These manifestations of the gifts of the Spirit, you told about people being delivered from depression, being delivered from abuse.
Yes. Yeah.
And in the middle of a service, they would start laughing hysterically, right?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
And then you would find out that there had been abuse involved.
Oh, yeah.
And they got absolutely delivered and set free from it. Bless the Lord.
Well, the joy of the Lord is our strength. You've already referred to that, but we can't get around it. It's strength. I think it's strength in every area. It could be physical strength.
The Lord spoke to me and said that joy will liquefy you in this respect. Many times the mob was out to destroy the Lord Jesus, but it wasn't his time. So he would just disappear in the crowd. They couldn't find him.
Yeah.
And the Lord said the same with those who are my believers and my children of the faith. He said, I will liquefy you. He said, the devil won't be able to get a hold of you, and he can't find you or locate you because of the Holy Ghost.
Because of the Holy Ghost is joy.
Yes.
I want to make a statement right now. That the devil never acts up in my meetings. There are never demonic manifestations. And I give a lot of freedom. I'm not running a tight ship.
No, you're not.
I'm saying give them some more and all of this.
Yeah.
So it's loose. But I think the joy handcuffs the devil.
You think the joy is what does that?
Yeah, because I see an avalanche of it in virtually every service where I'm praying for the sick and really ministering and so on.
I remember Brother Hagin, he would call people up to the front to lead in laughter.
Yeah.
And I remember him going down the line and prophesying. Maybe those Rhema students came home after they'd been out, and ministering, and maybe they'd had troubles or something. He'd say to them in that line just before they went, your trouble is you haven't been laughing at the devil. Now laugh right now.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Glory to God.
Righteousness, joy, and peace in the Holy Ghost.
Bless the
Lord.
Amen.
These manifestations of the Holy Spirit are available to us, and they are a must-have.
Amen.
And you can watch these on the archives. Just go to billybrim.org, and you can watch back from Monday if this is your first day. And this is Billy Brim, and we're saying to you, shalom, shalom, until tomorrow.
Oh, glory.